Joseph Arano is president of the Chiropractors Association of New South Wales. I guess he must know a thing or two about pillows. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Okay, we need the definitive pillow advice, starting with soft versus hard, big versus small. What do you recommend?
We should follow the three little bears, or not the three little bears, the three bears philosophy of just right. Everyone's different. However, there is a friendly, happy medium where you do need firm support, but just enough give for comfort. So people do vary in body shape and height, but you generally go by the distance between the side of the head and the width of the shoulders. You need that support. The other chap that was just on the radio mentioned that he needs the height. That is critical. If you sleep on your back, you tend to snore. So a lot of people do like to sleep on their back. The side sleeping is the generally best way, where you alternate each side through the night. And of course, stomach sleeping, that causes you to twist your neck. But,
yeah,
but generally, just right is right.
So just right is right. It's so difficult, though. I mean, you go to a hotel and they'll have those big fluffy things because they look sort of luxurious and impressive. But you just can't. Nobody can sleep on those, can they?
Do you know, the best hotel I went to, I won't mention any names, they had a pillow menu. I was flabbergasted. It's in the city near Circular Quay. They had a menu and I thought that was absolutely just so progressive, and I did pay them a compliment, but not many seem to have picked that up. You could choose your pillow, but generally we chiropractors do specialise in keeping the neck and spine right. So you're looking at firm enough to not conform with a bad posture, but support a good posture. So the mistake we make is it's too soft, and it actually conforms to our whatever the bad nature of our neck is. So you need to retain that neck curve on your back, and then on your side, retain the alignment of the neck with the rest of the spine.
Right. So, and what about, washing and cleaning and all that sort of thing? Is putting your pillow out in the sun really the best thing for it?
Do you know, I do that occasionally. The sun is the best sanitizer on the planet. Not much comes before that. But what I also do is I put a double pillowcase on my pillows, a protector and then a case. Frequent changing, that's the key. And also, a lot of the new memory foam products, we work closely with one of the big foam companies in choosing foams that's not only hypoallergenic but also durable and a good warranty and guarantee and backup of the product. So what we sell usually should have a good backup from the manufacturer that will last and also will remain fairly hygienic.
That's one of the big issues, isn't it? Joseph Arano is with us. He's the president of the Chiropractors Association of New South Wales. Sally on the text is asking about the body pillow. What's a body pillow? Do you know?
Yeah, body pillow is, then you get into all sorts of the specialised areas. The travel pillow is a small one you can take with you. The body pillow you can lie on with your knee pulled up. There's a boomerang pillow. We even have helped design a peanut pillow that goes between your knees to ease lower back pain. So there's lots of things. There's a big wedge pillow for people with circulation problems. There are pillows that all try and assist the function of the spine, and so that the minimisation of pain and maximisation of nerve function and muscle relaxation. So there's a lot of different things you can go for.
Right. Well, I mean, our pillows are very close to us, aren't they? So we probably should pay maybe a bit more attention than some of us do.
Yes, the bottom line is I think that when you buy that beautiful, brand-spanking, new, expensive mattress, often you neglect the pillow. I would like to see, mattress manufacturers also have a range of pillows there. Mm. So that's just as important as a mattress.
Yeah. So how often should we change the pillow?
Interesting question. It depends. Some pillows are cheap and shoddy, others are very expensive and do last longer.
Yeah.
So I think every few years, you should get, the pillow that I'm currently working with is a manufacturer's material warranty of 10 years. That's a long time.
That's a long time, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very high density memory foam. So there's some really good foams out there.
But
if you're looking at just...
Sorry, go on.
If you're looking at just the cheap foams, they're not inferior, but they don't last as long. Yeah. You might have to change those every 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, good on you, Joseph. Thank you very much indeed for
Thank
your
you.
Comments. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Joseph Irano is the president of the Chiropractors Association of New South Wales. Fiona's in Belrose with some more pillow advice. How do you approach it, Fiona?